Drug cartels present a challenge for ministry in Mexico. Another Christian dies in Eritrean custody, and radio broadcasts take the gospel where feet can't go. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kidnappings, drug wars, and political corruption plague Mexico. It's a serious problem. It's affecting outreach, says Ron and Bonnie Hipwell, who are missionaries with the Mission Society. They teach at John Wesley Seminary in Monterey. Many of their students are pastors and go home to the violence.
Some of them go to extremely challenging places where the drug cartels are actually both living as well as warring against each other.
They're fighting for the highways, for the villages, and some of them have literally become war zones in this last few weeks.
Students believe God has put them in Mexico for such a time as this. Bonnie agrees.
We as Christians are called to be the light of the world. And if all the Christians leave Mexico, if all the light leaves Mexico, the enemy has won. So we need to stay here and stand our ground. This is a spiritual war.
The Hipwells hope the feelings of uncertainty will give evangelicals opportunities to lead many to Christ. Elsewhere, another Christian has died in an Eritrean confinement center. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada confirms the report.
Ephraim Hagos, 37 years old, apparently died in a confinement center in Assab, and he is denied medical treatment.
Sources say Hagos' death was caused by the malaria and pneumonia he'd been suffering from for the past 3 months. Musselman says his death brings to 12 the number of Christians who have died while in detention. It shows a pattern.
These believers are given the opportunity, okay, if you recant your faith, you leave your evangelical faith, and, you know, you return to the state religion, we'll give you treatment.
Hagos refused to recant. Over 2,000 Christians remain in custody for the refusal to stop practicing their faith. Bars won't stop the gospel.
So much of Christianity has a difficulty in openly spreading the gospel. But I'm always reminded that the Holy Spirit can still work and does work, and that's ultimately how people come to faith in Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While not all of Haiti was directly affected by the damaging earthquake, many communities are feeling the trickle-down effects of it. Many Haitians left the damage and are now in neighboring cities like Croix des Bouquets. Living Water International reports residents used to get their water from an open cistern. Living Water repaired the well, and now there's safe water to meet their physical needs. And through the local church, spiritual water is given. Pray many come to Christ as a result. Next, Somalia is almost exclusively Sunni Muslim, with less than 1% of the population Christian. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they beam in hope.
The wonderful message of Jesus Christ is unknown to most Somalis. The gospel radio programs are a lifeline in very troubled times.
More than 20 Somali believers were martyred publicly in 2009. Christians know they run a risk when following Christ.
Somalis who believe in Christ are relatively few and lonely, meeting quietly in homes as they can. Somali Bibles are a rare treasure. Believers, however, are sharing their faith. People are coming to the Lord, and there are responses to the broadcasts.
Keep praying.
Praise God for the faithful witness of martyred believers, for their hope in Christ. Pray for the physical and spiritual protection of Somali believers and their families.
And From Better to Betterment was the theme of a seminar in Nepal. It focused on how to continue improving the Christian English medium schools in Nepal, along with the personal lives of the teachers and staff. 8 schools and 51 people attended the seminar. Many of these schools are in areas where no other schools exist. Gospel for Asia hosted the training. The seminar also focused on spiritual growth of each teacher, many dedicating their lives to Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.